Exactly.
It owns me.
No, stop it. This is anyway, I started to work for the United Jewish Federation. I'm not sure if psychologically I did not want to go to work because my mother had gone to work and had been away from home so much. I'm just not, today's world is different, but I'm just not sure if that's some of the reasoning behind. But I was very busy. I started to work for Federation in 1954-55, and did all kinds of things. In 1965, I won the Young Leadership Award for the Federation. I chaired the National Council of Jewish Women's Ball. I taught the kids the cotillion, which I had learned from, I guess, the first teacher who had taught it for years. I chaired the Ladies' Hospital Aid Ball. This is a long time ago. In 1973, I was co-chairman of Women's Division Campaign and the war, the 1973 war in Israel happened. And it was one of the most important times of my life. I never saw such an outpouring from a community as we got in Pittsburgh. People didn't know what to do first. I mean, it was such a terrible war and such a sneak attack and such a it was just a terrible war, and people just gave everything they had. And interestingly, in 1974, when I was chairman of the campaign, it was a very weak campaign because people had poured their hearts out in 73, and here I was the chairman, and I almost got sick worrying, and my family kept saying, you know, you cannot do this all by yourself, and I said, I'm not doing it by myself, I'm doing it with the community, but it's very hard to not make as much money as I made last year. I mean, it's like the retailing business when your figures don't add up the next year. But that was a very exciting time in my life. In 1976, I think, or 77, I became president of Women's Division Federation. And truly, my community service has been through the Federation. I sat on other committees. I sat on the budgeting committee. And I took it very seriously. It was a very important part of my life. I really did.
Can you explain some of the things that you did to reach the goal in 1974?
I didn't reach it. I got on my knees and begged.
Literally.
No, not really. But, I mean, people did the best that they could. And you had to expect that. In 1973, we had people come in and give their entire, what was left in their bank account. You can't believe, unless you were there, watching what was going on, you can't believe what people did. I mean, I never felt anything like that in my life. It was very, very important, very, very moving. And I just did the best I could the next year.
So that means a lot of telephoning.
A lot of telephoning, a lot of face-to-face, talking to people. I am not the greatest solicitor in the world. If you say to me, this is what I can give, I say, thank you very much. And I think I've maintained my friends that way. But I used to say people are going to cross the street when they see me coming because I'm always asking for money. But if I don't ask and nobody else asks, our community's going to go down the drain. And it's not an easy community to maintain. We are a very old community. We have greatest number out of Miami, except Miami, of senior citizens in this city, Jewish senior citizens. And whenever I hear that somebody's kids are moving back, I'm thrilled because somebody's going to have to take care of me in my old age. And it's a worry. I did budgeting for, I was on the committee that did Riverview and the apartments and the home, and went over their budgets with them and tried to help them straighten out what, you know, what problems they had, of which they had a lot of problems in those days.
When was that?
Oh, in the 80s. I sat on, I was a vice president of Montefiore Hospital. Not of Ladies Hospital Aid, of Montefiore Hospital. When I became vice president, I said, what are my duties as vice president? And someone who I will not mention said, oh, to look pretty and be a voice to the community. And I said, I resign. And they said, well, what do you want to do? I said, any vice president that's worth their salt sits on the budget committee, sits on all the committees, and chairs one of them. And they discovered that women had a voice in that, and would speak up in that. But it was never a comfortable situation.
It was
for
novel
me.
That you were.
It
a
was.
Woman.
It was novel. There had been other women, but and always, you know, the, whoever the president of Ladies Hospital Aid was sat on that board. And there were always women on the board, but there was no specific job.
Did you become involved with Montefiore through LHAS?
No. I think because I had been a president of Women's Division. It isn't that I didn't do things for Ladies Hospital Aid, but it had nothing to do with that. It really did not. No. I think it was an appointment from Federation. I liked it. It was, you know, I liked knowing what's going on in our community. My side life is that I like to sing and dance. And I've been doing it since I came home from college. All amateur stuff. And
you didn't do any in college?
A little, but not much. Not much. I used to do all the amateur shows around town and worked with June Reisner and with Don Brockett and Jane Callaman, all the good writers. There were a lot of good writers in town. June Reisner went on to New York and composed and wrote music for Alan King. And she was a terrific writer. Very clever, and I have a lot of her old scripts and stuff like that. So I've been doing that up until now. And
so you continue to do that.
I like it, and it's fun.
Do you go perform by yourself, or do
no.
you have a little
no.
group?
No, I go, it's a cast. You know, normally it's a cast, and I love to do it.
How do you keep in touch with these particular people?
They just know.
They just know.
They know I'm available.
So they call.
And they'll call me. It doesn't seem to be done so much anymore. I mean, we used to do a Concordia show, and we used to do a Ladies Hospital Aid show, and we used to do a Federation show. And we did this Whiteman School show. We did a couple Whiteman School shows. Their 75th year. I mean, I'm going to go on and on. got too old to do it, but it's still fun.
No.
Yeah, it's fun. Yeah, I like it. So that's my sideline.
Well, that's a fun sideline.
It is a fun sideline. One year, I was in rehearsal, and one of my kids got the chicken pox, and one of the kids got the mumps, and they swapped it, and then they gave me the mumps. And we thought that the whole cast was going to come down with the mumps. I mean, there was terror in the show, but I was the only one. So I've had a lot of fun doing it. A lot of fun. It's been great. Yeah.
Just briefly, I'd like to go back to your religious background.
Okay. I was brought up at Rosh Hashanah. I think my father at Beth Sholem, and I think he always kept his membership at Beth Sholem, but I was brought up at Rosh Sholem. My brother and I both were brought up at Rosh Sholem. We were not that religious. I think we were more religious as when my kids came along, and we celebrated the holidays as a family. I have a very lovely extended family, and because my brother is not here, I have Earl's family, and there's brothers and sisters, there's nieces and nephews, there's great nieces and nephews, and we celebrate together as a family, and it's wonderful. We celebrate Hanukkah and we celebrate breakfast here. We each take our turn, and it's a very close family. It's great.
So your children continued at Rosh Hashanah?
My children continued at Rosh Hashanah.
What was their religious education like? Because the years at Rosh Hashanah have gone on, that has changed so much. I wondered how your children educated.
Viewed it. I think they thought it was poor. I don't know a kid that wanted to go to Sunday or Saturday school. My boys were both bar mitzvahed. Michael was among the first bar mitzvahed at Rosh Hashanah, and he started his training at Tree of Life because they would take him, and which was very nice of them. And he would have been bar mitzvahed there, but Rosh Hashanah started bar mitzvahs. So I would say he was one of the... maybe in the first year.
Who was that rabbi?
It was Walter Jacob, and it was Dr. Freehoff. But Dr. Freehoff didn't have anything to do with the kids' education at all. He was above that. He was older, but he was really above that. And then there was, I think Rabbi Pomerantz was there also. Fred Pomerantz was there. Now, so Michael was bar mitzvahed with a broken arm, his arm in a cast, and the suit sleeve cut open. You know, don't you always have a little trauma?
Yeah.
And I don't think that they had bat mitzvahs at the time, because Sue Ann was not bat mitzvahed. Stephen was bar mitzvahed, and he wore a yarmulke because my cousin in Israel had given it to him. And he said, Mom, can I wear my yarmulke? And I said, certainly. And I think a few members of the congregation fainted from the fact that he was wearing a yarmulke. It was a very Reformed congregation, very Reformed. It has turned around a lot. I mean, it has become a lot more, I don't know whether religious is the word. There's a lot more Hebrew. There's a lot, I think, a lot more serious study in the bar mitzvah classes and in the school. I can't prove that because I don't have anybody there.
Did they attend Hebrew classes prior to bar mitzvah?
Yes. Now, when I went to Rosh Hashanah, I didn't learn a word of Hebrew. They didn't teach it.
What did they teach?
They taught ethics and morals and the history of the Jewish people. And interestingly, when I went to Wellesley, you had to take Bible. You took a year of Bible. You took the Old Testament for one semester and the New Testament for the second semester. I was very bright in the Old Testament. I did very well. I didn't understand a thing about the New Testament, but I was fine.
You attribute that to
to Rosh Hashanah. I do. And I can't say that a lot of people would have said that, but I, somewhere by osmosis, I learned whatever it was that I was learning. And... so I do attribute it to Rosh Hashanah.
Was thinking in terms of Rosh Hashanah, did that affect your social life and your children? Did you
I knew everybody. Well, I shouldn't say I knew everybody. I knew everybody in the class ahead of me. And I knew a lot of people in my class. We are having our 50th reunion this summer. And when I look at some of the names, I really didn't know them. And I think that that's because I went to private school. So that in the last 4 years, I really just didn't, I mean, I knew a lot, but it was mostly the ones that I'd gone to Whiteman School with. And anybody that I hadn't gone to Whiteman School and came from Alderdice, I really didn't know. And we had a big class, 120, 125. So somebody said to me, well, why are the confirmation classes so small? And I said, well, when I went to Rhoda Shoal, that was the only Reformed congregation in the city. Now there are about five or six. So it sort of has divided out into each congregation. So when you get 25 or 20, you've got a pretty good class. And a lot, see, we didn't have bar mitzvah. So we went through to the till we were 16. We just, you know, there was no such thing as stopping after you were bar mitzvah.
But your social circle was more because of school than
Sunday school. Yes. Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Yeah, and I belong to a sorority, so
a
high school sorority. I belong to the SOPS, and so I knew all those girls, and then I knew all the boys at the two fraternities. Sure.
Now, how was that different when your children went to Rhoda Shoal?
When my children went to Rhoda Shoal, it was a much smaller class. Not that small, but smaller, and they knew all the kids from Alderdice because that's where they went, except for Stephen, who went to Shadyside, and he didn't know them. I don't know. I don't think it was where their social life was. It's not like Pafty and all the other. They didn't have it, and well, maybe they had it, but I don't think my kids took part in it. They sort of had their own, you know, friends. There were a lot of kids in this neighborhood when they grew up. Go in every house, and there was a kid that somebody was your age.
The religious school was not.
Was not. It was not of their social life. It was not. There were not really fraternities and sororities at that time either. So they did not take part in. That was it.
I think maybe we could stop here.